Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. My name is Joe McCormick. I'm the host of the podcast. And in this week's edition, I'm going to talk about how to end a meeting like you meant it. This podcast is all about helping you become an intentional communicator, a person who's clear, who's concise, who thinks before they speak, who takes time to prepare before they write. We live in a world of noise where everything is competing for our attention. We need to communicate in this world. It's very difficult because so many things are competing for people's attention. What I've done is put together a trilogy of books that arm you to live and thrive in this world, which is arguably very difficult. Those books are Brief, Make a Bigger Impact by Saying Less. It's not about being a minimalist. It's about being clear and concise. It's the role of clarity and brevity. Say what you got to say. Cut through the clutter. The second book is Noise, which is the clutter. It's the things that compete for people's attention that are divisive and distracting and disruptive. It's all these devices that get people's attention spans to be splintered, divided, all over the place. And you got to talk to these people. And they can't even pay attention because they can't focus. You can't focus. That's what noise is all about. And then finally, Quiet Works, which just came out, making silence the secret ingredient of the workday. And the point of that book is it's your shield. It protects you from noise to have time to think during the day about what you're going to say and how you're going to communicate with people and how you're going to relate to them and how you're going to connect with them. Well, if you don't think about it, you're making it up while you're talking, which can make you a scattered leader. And all these books together come into a collection called Clarity at Work. In this collection, it's a 10th anniversary edition because Brief came out 10 years ago, is available at thebrieflab.com. So if you go to thebrieflab.com/books, plural, you'll see this Clarity at Work collection. It's a beautiful book set that I designed with this designer who did all the illustrations for all three books. And it's a beautiful collection. It's a limited edition collection. I made an offer recently and I'll make it again. So if you buy the set, the second set will be half off if you put in the order code CLARITY, C-L-A-R-I-T-Y. And why am I doing this? Because pay it forward. Share the gift with somebody in your team, a friend that values communication and being a professional and being organized and clear and on point, where that is very valuable for people. And these tools can be very helpful. And they're all a collection that are boxed up in a beautiful way so they could be part of their library. Now, when I'm thinking about this podcast today, you know, one of the biggest sources of noise, quite honestly, in organizations today is a problem that's just not going away, which are meetings. And I've done a number of podcast episodes on meetings, from how to prepare an agenda to how to maintain momentum after meetings. And there's, you can go on the site and you can just search meetings. And I think you'll see what I'm talking about. Like, meetings are an opportunity for clarity, but they're also kind of a breeding ground for noise and just people talking to talk. Nothing's advancing. And you gather in this expectation that something will be different, but you're not creating any traction. And it's a problem for a lot of people. And what I want to talk today specifically is how to end a meeting. Now, in podcast 322, which you can listen to if you haven't listened to it, and if you've heard it, I would recommend listening to it again, is about meeting kickoffs, how to start a meeting to set a tone for a meeting. And the recap of that episode, I'm not going to do the whole thing, is, you know, obviously have an agenda, which we've talked about. Meeting agenda design is another podcast episode you can listen to. Design an agenda that's purpose built. Share that agenda when you kick off the meeting. Tell people, okay, give them 1 or 2 minutes of quiet to start the meeting, which is always a good way of starting. Let's take 2 minutes of quiet to think about why we're here. Do that. That's always a good way of setting the tone. And then state the key points of the meeting. Okay, what's the core objective of the meeting? Why are we, you know, what are we here to accomplish? How long do we have? What are the agenda items, and how long do I have with each item on the agenda? In event planning, they call this the run of show. Tell people how you've designed it, that the time you have together. And then maybe a minimum definition of success. If we can't get it all of it done, what's the least that we need to get done to still count the meeting as a success? Well, that's how you start a meeting. And the meeting leader, the facilitator, isn't the owner, should be kicking it off, just like a sporting event, like start the thing, like an MC, master of ceremonies. Kick it off. Well, today we're not talking about how we kick it off. We're talking about how it ends, how you wrap it up. You know, when I think about this, we never have enough time to wrap it up. It always seems like we run out of time. Like the end of meeting just kind of creeps up and like we're out of time. It's like, and you never have time to end it. It's kind of like this abrupt, like you landed the plane and the runway's not long enough. You're slamming the brakes and all the passengers are flying, you know, into the next seat. Or like back in the day when I was a kid, nobody wore seatbelts. And they all had station wagons. This is way before minivans. It'd be like, you know, your dad slams on the brakes and all the kids in the back seat go flying to the front, you know. That's how meetings end, or worse. So when we think about this, how do you end a meeting? I'm just going to share some perspectives that you ought to consider when you're in a meeting as the leader of the meeting, or as a participant, or as the owner of the meeting. Maybe it's your meeting. Regardless of your role, whether you own it, you're leading it, or you're in it, talk about how you end it. Because it's not just about how you start it. That's important, set the tone. And then how you run it, the meeting itself. But at some point, time becomes an issue and the end becomes the end. The line that I have is the end of the meeting is kind of like a stop sign. And one of the things that you never do is ignore the ending of a meeting. So let's say that the end of the meeting is 1 o'clock. I've been in meetings, I've seen meetings where nobody acknowledges the fact that the meeting ended at 1 o'clock. It's like everybody just drove through the stop sign together. Like nobody said anything. You got this big motorcade and everybody just drove through the stop sign. It's like, wait, did we just end? I remember being in a meeting with a colleague and it was a fairly high level military meeting. And I turned to him and I whispered, wasn't this supposed to be an hour meeting? And he nodded at me like, yeah. I'm like, it was an hour and a half and nobody said anything. That's a never. Okay, so here's a couple of considerations about how to end a meeting like you meant it. Was it an accident? Number one is when you're 5 minutes out or even 10 minutes out, depending on how long the meeting is. If it's a shorter meeting, I would say 5 minutes out. But if it's a longer meeting, maybe 10 minutes out, somebody should be calling for time. Hey, we got 10 minutes left. Just so everybody knows that, because you don't know. People aren't looking at the clock the whole time. If it's a longer meeting, okay, we're 10 minutes out. We got 10 minutes left. Just everybody knows that like we're kind of quickly running out of time. If it's a shorter meeting, maybe 5 minutes. And but somebody's saying something so that you know, you're not surprised by it. Now, if it's a longer meeting, I might do that again. At 5 minutes, hey, we're 5 minutes. Wait, 5 minutes out, or maybe the second call. Maybe there's 2 minutes out. Giving yourself time to do the second thing, which is whoever's taking notes of the meeting. Maybe it's the leader of the meeting, the facilitator. Maybe it's a separate person is going to do an executive summary recap of what you've covered so far. So give yourself time for that. If it's 2 minutes to do that, we're 2 minutes. Okay, let's do a summary of the meeting. If it's 5 minutes, okay, let's take 5 minutes to kind of wrap the thing up. But don't give yourself 10 seconds to do that because you won't have time. Give yourself time to do the recap, you know, verbally. So somebody said, okay, this is what the agenda was. This is what we covered. Here are the action items. Here are the deadlines. Here are the discussion points. And share a recap. This is what we talked about. This is why it's relevant. Here's what we covered. Here's what we agreed to do next. And then summarize it all verbally. And then best practice is that verbal summary should be a written summary. Now, in the age of AI, artificial intelligence, you can do this. You can have this done, you know, through any of a number of tools online. My company uses Slack and Zoom. We use Zoom produces an AI summary. Obviously, if there's sensitivities of the topics that you talk about, you don't want to do that. But providing a nice verbal summary that's followed by a written summary is always a good idea. Always or best practices to end a meeting. So that's the second thing. And then finally, when you get to the time, you have to turn to the owner of the meeting, the principal, and and tell them, okay, we're out of time. And then at that point, if there's more to discuss, you first have to ask the owner, the principal of the meeting, can we continue? And that person, the owner of the meeting, and this would be, I would tell this to any meeting owner, needs to look to the participants and ask them for their permission to extend the participation. So it would sound something like this, like, all right, we're at time. Ma'am, sir, do we need to continue? Do we have permission? And the person would stop. The owner would say, all right, everybody, does anybody need to leave right now? Did we have 5 more minutes or 10 more minutes or 3, whatever it's called, like an extension. You ask for permission from the participants for an extension, and then you keep track of that, and then you end, you know, plus 5 or whatever. So again, what's never okay is to ignore the ending of the meeting, the end time. If it ends at 1 o'clock, it ends at 1 o'clock. Everybody turns into a pumpkin at 1 o'clock. Treat it like that. Somebody's got to be saying something at the end. Never do it abruptly. Don't slam on the brakes because the kids are going to go flying forward in the car. Always end the meeting on time and try sometimes to end it early. Managing the clock. And it's a podcast I did recently, Managing the Clock like a Pro. So that's how you end a meeting. End it like you meant it. Don't be surprised by it. Keep track of time. If it's 10 minutes out, say, we have 10 minutes left. Then when you get to 5 minutes, okay, we have 5 minutes left. And then when you feel like, okay, we need to start summarizing, call on a summary. Okay, let's summarize what we've covered so far. And you get the summary, and then you're looking at the end is coming. It's getting close to 1 o'clock. And then you say, all right, we're at time. Can we stop here? Yes. Do we need to extend? Do I have your permission? Principal of the meeting, yes. Participants, give their permission, yes. And if anybody says no, they can leave. And then you always end on time, and maybe you end early. And that's how you end the meeting. You got to start them strong, but you got to end them strong too. It's critical. And I see people do a decent job starting them. And what I see pretty universally is a terrible job of how to end them. And we never have enough time. I get it. Time is a precious thing. So is people's attention. But we live in time and we got to manage it. And a meeting is the same way. When you get to time and you're out of time, you're out of time. I've seen this done well, and it's incredible. It's like being on a flight, and somebody's, okay, we're about to land, and then you're approaching the runway. You know how long the runway is. You know, tray tables are up. Everybody's ready. You come, you touch down, you roll down the runway, you slow down, and then you taxi towards the terminal. It should feel the same way in a meeting. He's like, all right, I knew that it was coming. Here we are. It's 5 minutes now. It's a couple minutes, got a summary. And then the meeting is ending. And then everybody's getting up. And maybe end it with a reading. Like, let's take 30 seconds. Just pull your hands. 5. Is this a 5? Is it a 4? People rate the meeting. I've seen that done sometimes. It's kind of cool. So you get a sense of a consensus. Are we trying to get better at this? And the ending is really, really important. So in the best meetings that I've seen, when it's done, you know you're done. In the worst meetings that I've seen, and I've seen a lot, you don't know you're done, and you're all done. Just saying.